Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And there's this whole discussion now about vegetarian babies. Now, I thought that vegetarianism was something we chose. I didn't realize that babies were born vegetarians, but it shows you how little I know. All right, now, obviously, I am being just a little bit facetious. Shani Cohen, registered dietitian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. And you?
I am well, thank you. So babies are born vegetarian, eh, nowadays?
Yes, indeed. So if a parent is vegetarian, oftentimes they want to grow and raise their child as a vegetarian within the family.
Really, hey? And that's acceptable in society?
Yes, it is. In fact, there's more of a move towards plant-based dietary patterns, and I think we're slowly starting to transition into a more plant-based dietary pattern society.
All right. Obviously, I'm being quite facetious about vegetarians. I generally, you know, there's not many people that we can start with anymore without being reported to the CCMA. So far, vegetarians haven't got it together to report me, so I'm fine. People from, you know, vegetarians and people from Boksburg, Benoni, and the East Rand in general, that's my safe go-to. But the truth is, that there is, of course, a big move towards a plant-based living. How concerned should parents be if that is their lifestyle and they would like their kids to be as well? Are there things that they need to look out for? In the article that I read, it seems as though kids are okay, but they're underweight.
Yes, definitely. They've actually recently done a study.
Even Jewish kids?
Indeed. Wow. They've actually done a study in Canada recently that's just been published. About 9,000 children were followed from the ages of 6 months until 8 years. And they noticed that the children who were vegetarian were actually found to be at increased risk of being underweight. And one of the factors for that was them not being able to meet their nutritional requirements, which highlights a very important need. And that need is for special care when planning diets for vegetarian children. And things that we should pay particular attention to is that the kids are getting adequate protein, and they are making sure that they're meeting their needs for essential fatty acids like omega-3s, minerals like iron, zinc, calcium, and vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin B12. It can be safe, but only it can be safe if planned carefully.
So isn't that a concern? Doesn't that scream to us that if you have to supplement, that maybe that isn't for your baby or your young child the way to go? Let that be something that you move towards later on. Surely any diet that requires us to supplement, especially for kids, is a concern.
What I think is important to note is there's different types of vegetarian diets. There's lacto-ovo-vegetarian diets, there's ovo-vegetarian diets, there's vegan diets, there's pescatarian diets. And the more restrictive the diet, the higher the chance for nutritional deficiencies. Like I said, though, they can be safe, but only if planned carefully with a dietitian.
As a dietitian, if somebody was coming to you and they didn't feel particularly strongly about it, or they are vegetarians and they were thinking that they were in two minds whether this was something that they wanted, a path they wanted to go, what would you advise them?
I think one particularly important thing to assess is what is the reason they want to go on a vegetarian diet. Is it for ethical reasons? Is it for medical reasons? And I think that can guide the answer quite strongly. Mm. As a general rule of thumb, I do recommend that a lot of my patients do include more plant-based dietary foods in their diet, such as beans and lentils. There's great benefits, such as having high fiber, low cholesterol foods in their diet. Mm. But depending on the reason, I would first start off just saying, include more plant-based dietary foods in your diet, and then take it from there and see how you go.
Right. Do kids naturally enjoy this type of food, or is it just whatever they're used to?
I think it's whatever they're used to and whatever they see their parents eating as well. I think that strongly influences their dietary intake. I do think it's also important to note that as all kids are, as they're growing up, they can hit a fussy eating phase, and I think that's particularly when parents need to be aware of what their child's intake is. just to make sure that they are meeting their nutritional requirements, because if they are being fussy, there is a risk for nutritional deficiencies, and then there is a need for supplementation.
Wouldn't it be important in terms of allergies to introduce as many types of foods as possible to a young child, rather than not give them anything in a particular food group?
The newer research is in fact saying that exact thing, that the earlier you introduce children to certain food groups, the lower the risk for allergies and developing allergies is, as well as what the pregnant mom is eating during her pregnancy.
Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. So that already has an impact on the child's allergies.
Exactly.
Wow, that's fascinating. So in other words, but so therefore, wouldn't that be an argument to say just hold back on denying or I don't want to use depriving, but eliminating food groups until the kid has established, or you've helped the kid to establish, that they have less allergies for certain things, and then if that's a path you want to go that path?
It depends on what the mom's diet is and how well she plans her diet out. So if she's managing to cut out certain foods but still meet her nutritional requirements, then it's perfectly okay for her to do so. But I think the key here is making sure that you really are meeting all your requirements and making sure that you're eating a very well-balanced diet that's very well thought out and planned out.
In other words, don't just do this. Just because you're a vegetarian, don't just assume that it's okay for your kid to be without doing the right research and making sure that this is properly planned. Otherwise, it could have a detrimental effect, right?
Exactly.
I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Shani Cohen, registered dietitian. Why are vegetarian children more likely to be underweight? Fascinating conversation.